Good morning. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord and his strength. Constantly seek his face.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
This morning's Mass is offered for Joe and Virginia Vargas. And today we celebrate St. Martin de Porres. And today is First Friday, so we're reminded of our devotion to the most sacred heart of Jesus. Let us pause right now and acknowledge those times that we have sinned. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who led St. Martin de Porres by the path of humility to heavenly glory, grant that we so follow his radiant example in this life, as to bear it to be exalted with him in heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns in unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth in Christ, I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have gave great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kinder according to the flesh. They are children of Israel. Theirs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Theirs the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is over all. God bless forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
Praise
the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has straightened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within.
Praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
He has granted peace in your borders. For the best of week he fills you. He sent forth his commandment to earth. Swiftly runs his work.
Praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
He has proclaimed of his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinance to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinance he has not made known to them. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
Alleluia. 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 My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine, the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and the Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man after he had healed him, dismissed him. And he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. The Gospel of the Lord. How often are we guilty ourselves of having an opportunity to help somebody in need, but we don't, because we get so stuck in our ways, do we not? We are such creatures of habit. And Jesus is challenging us this morning and reminding us that if an opportunity comes up throughout the day and you are able to help, to not sit on the sidelines, but to do so. We all get so very busy with our task. You know, after Mass, I guess as many of you going to go, and you have a lot of errands to do. Maybe you're going to have to clean around the house. Maybe some of you are even headed to work. But remember, the greatest work that we have as a disciple of Christ is to live out the gospel. And we live out the gospel by taking time every day to help our brothers and sisters in need. So the Pharisees just don't get it in the gospel. They say it's the Sabbath. You can't do anything. And what does Jesus say? The work of God never takes rest. We are called to help and to do so with an open heart. So my friends, let us pray this morning that we will have the grace and the strength that if an opportunity comes up today to help somebody in need, we will choose to do so. And to say yes to Jesus with an open heart. Please stand. We now turn to God with our needs and the needs of our brothers and sisters. For church leaders, the Lord continue to lead them in the holy and faithful lives of service. Let us pray to the Lord. For all nations and people of the world, the good news of Jesus Christ be made known to them, bringing their life in him. Let us pray to the Lord. For those oppressed by poverty, homelessness, may God be their sustenance and strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this assembly, may the love of God, which binds us to him, help us to love one another as he commands. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who've left this world in the friendship of God, may they soon rest in the company of Jesus, the angels, and all the saints. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let's continue to pray for the end of the violence in the Middle East. We pray for those who have died and those who mourn their loss. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In the silence of our hearts, let's now pause and bring our own petitions to our Heavenly Father. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Compassionate and loving Father, hear the prayers we bring before you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. The goodness we receive, the bread we offer you, food of the earth, give human hands, become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Of your goodness we receive the wine we offer you. Who to the vine would give human hands to become our spiritual drink? Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May these offerings of our service, blessed on your altar, commemoration of blessed Martin de Porres, be acceptable to you, O Lord, we pray. Grant the release of earthly attachments. Have our riches in you alone, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father, most holy, the one God living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light, that you who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is. I fill your creatures with blessings, bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. So in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. Then we too confess your name in exaltation, in voice to every creature under heaven, as we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great. You have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care. Serving you alone, the Creator, you might have dominion over all creatures. In disobedience, he had lost your friendship. God abandoned him to the domain of death. He came in mercy to the aid of all, so those who seek might find you. Time and again, you offered them covenants through the prophets, taught them to look forward to salvation. You so loved the world, Father, most holy, that in the fullness of time, you sent your only begotten Son to be your Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. Poor, proclaimed the good news of salvation to prisoners' freedom, to the sorrowful of heart joy. Accomplished your plan, he gave himself up to death. By rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, Lord, we pray, may the same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, may we become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the celebration of this great mystery which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. The hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father, most holy. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. While they were at supper, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, it poured out for you for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as you now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, remember Christ's death and his descent to the realm of the dead. Proclaim his resurrection, his ascension to your right hand, As you await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice that you yourself have provided for your church. Grant in your loving kindness, who all partake of this one bread and one chalice, and into one body by the Holy Spirit, to become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offered the sacrifice, especially your servant, Francis, our Pope, Jose, our Bishop, Ryan, our regional bishop, the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead, whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Mr. Joseph, her spouse, blessed apostles and saints in your kingdom, Martin the Porus, there with the holy creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may glorify you through Christ, O Lord, bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Gracious, your grant peace in our days. Help of your mercy, always free from sin and safe from all distress. And with the blessed hope, come in of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, peace I give you. Not in our sins, but the faith of your church. Graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
On you stay. Vitomis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, vitomis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, vitomis peccata mundi,
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
We will ring out our joy at your saving help and exult in the name of our God.
Let us pray.
We pray, Almighty God, that we who are fortified by the power of this sacrament and learn through the example of Blessed Martin de Porres to seek you always above all things, bear in this world the likeness of the new man, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And this first Friday, we ask our Blessed Mother's most powerful intercession as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Our Lady of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Lord be with you. Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace and glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.